Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. The sermon text for today is the Old Testament lesson appointed for the eighth Sunday in the season of Pentecost. I read to you from Deuteronomy 7, starting at verse 6 and reading through to verse 9. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations. Thus far the text. I invite you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Lord God, gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you brought us out of slavery and you set us before the world. We praise your name for that holy gift and for that holy calling. We ask that you bless us with your word now, that we might be uplifted and built up again as your church. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, friends, I grew up in a house with both an eat-in kitchen and a formal dining room. We had all of our regular meals in the kitchen, me, my brother, my two sisters, my mom, and my dad. And we seldom used the dining room, which was reserved for special occasions like Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving, or when special company would come over, like aunts and uncles and so on. On days like that, my mom would pull out all the stops. Dad would stretch out that dining room table, and we'd drop in two or even three extra leaves. Mom would drape the table with a fine white tablecloth, and then we'd proceed to put out the best of everything in the china cabinet. Fancy silver-rimmed plates and bowls and cups and saucers and crystal and silverware, you name it, and it was there. Maybe you've had a similar kind of experience. Maybe there's been a time in your life when you too have pulled out the best of your house to honor a guest or to celebrate a special day. In today's reading, we hear about how God does exactly that. We hear about how God pulls out his best. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Can you imagine God's presenting each one of us as his best? Faith's wisdom causes us to draw a quick breath here or nervously bite our lower lip. After all, as sinners, we don't amount to anything much more than a bunch of chipped plates, bent spoons, crazed cups, and dented pots before our Lord God, who is holy. That doesn't exactly make for a beautifully adorned table. But faith's wisdom would also immediately acknowledge that it is not our righteousness that God sees or puts out. We're declared righteous and perfect and blameless before God by the blood of his appointed Christ, his chosen Messiah, who is our Lord. When God looks at us, he sees the cross. God sees his beloved Son's atoning death. God the Father sees how Jesus humbled himself to his holy will and how he took our shame upon himself to give us his righteousness in return. It's that righteousness that God puts in front of the still sinful world. And that's something that only God could do. Only God would do this good work. He only would set his table in the presence of his enemies. God sets his church before Satan, even confident of her confession to men. He uses the testimony of pastors, men and women and children to speak contrary to Satan's plans of destruction. The truth of God's salvation rings forth in his churches weekly. It echoes in our homes daily, and its witness reverberates amongst our neighbors regularly, much to Satan's dismay. Satan would have it stop. He would, if it were possible, stand up before that great cloud of witnesses and tell Jesus, "Make them to be silent." But as Scripture says in Luke 19:40, Jesus answers, "I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out." Our testimony, in other words, cannot be silenced, nor has it ever been silenced. Even in times of great persecution, God set the church for the world to see, that through it people might be saved. James 1:18 says, "In the exercise of his will, God brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures." First fruits? They're the early harvest brought in from the fields and laid out upon the altar before God in praise and thanksgiving. But they're only the first of the harvest. The rest of the harvest, the bigger portion, is yet to come. And God, therefore, doesn't just set his table in the presence of his enemies. He also sets it before those who need him the most. He sets his table. He sets his best before prostitutes and tax collectors. He sets us before the naked, the hungry, and the sorrowful. He sets us before prisoners and persecuted individuals. He sets us out to feed the poor and the brokenhearted, the weak and the ashamed. But he also sets us before kings and leaders of this world, before the rich and the powerful, because their needs are identical to all the others that I've already mentioned, perhaps even greater. Because their earthly powers and treasures make them aloof and unaware of their brokenness. Let them come. Let them all be fed. Let them drink. And especially let us be the blessed vessels from which they receive, the ones that carry God's word, for that's the very reason God sets us on his table. And no one who thirsts will ever suffer there. Because, as Jesus says in Revelation 21:6, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." From these righteous vessels, from you, the world will receive life-giving water. "He who believes in me, as Scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." That's what Jesus says of you in John 7:38. You, the chipped plates, bent spoons, crazed cups, dented up pots, you are being offered up before the whole world that they might see and hear God's best, his Son, through whom came redemption. God assures us of many great things. He promises us his salvation and assures us that our lives are safely in his hands. He tells us that we're his redeemed children and as his first fruits, blesses us to the furtherance of his gospel, that even in the presence of his adversaries, our adversaries. To that end, we can rest assured that we as a chosen people will continue to be placed before the world as a proclamation of his mercy and grace. Our key verse for this week is the opening verse of our sermon text, Deuteronomy 7:6. "You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people treasured, people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." As always, that verse is recorded in your worship folders and on our website in the interactive worship service associated with this sermon. And I hope that you'll print it off and keep it someplace handy to remind you of your treasured importance before God. You are his church, his treasured possession, and I pray that you're blessed to remember that now and to eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you've chosen us. You made us your possession, your treasured possession. And we thank you for that holy gift. We ask that you present us before the world. Use us for the furtherance of your gospel, that all may be saved. We pray your blessings upon our hearts, not just to receive your word, but to live in it daily. Bless us that we do indeed serve you as your people. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen. Amen.